Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Me'ilah, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Hey. Chatos v'asham v'zivchei shal nitzibur. A chatos and asham and zivchei shal nitzibur, shlamim that are from the tzibur, molin ben misho huktishu. As soon as you makdish them, they're subject to Me'ilah. Huchshuli pasal b'tzvul yom l'chusar kippurim. They also become subject to becoming pasaled by tzvul yom l'chusar kippurim ubelina. And that's even before you do, nishchetu huchshuli pasal b'tzvul yom l'chusar kippurim. Only once you shecht them, they can become pasal by b'tzvul yom l'chusar kippurim ubelina. Nizrak dam, and once you do the zrikas adam, chayev nalei mishu pikul nosar v'tameh, become subject to pikul nosar v'tameh. Ein ma'olin b'basar, there's no me'ila on the basar, because the basar goes to kohanim, so since it goes to people, there's no me'ila, avamolin be'emurim ha'chiyas l'beis deshet, but the emurim are subject to me'ilah because that is not destined for people until it's nasas mitzvasa by being brought out to the Beis HaDeshen. Mishnah Vav, shtei halechem, the shtei halechem that we bring on Shavuos, molin ben mishu huktishu, as soon as you makdish it, it's subject to me'ilah. Karmu b'tanur, when it starts to crust in the oven, huchshuli pasul b'tzvul yom l'chusar kippurim, it's now done enough that it could become pasul, it's elevated in kedusha to the point that it could become pasul from l'chusar kippurim and a tzvul yom, and also you can now shecht the korban shlamim that goes together with them, so it's now really considered to be shtei halechem nizrak daman and shel kvasim. Once you do this zrikas adam of the actual animals, chayev nalem shem pigul nosar v'tamei, so then the you could be chayev kares for pigul nosar v'tamei on the shtei halechem itself. Ve'in behen me'ila, but there's not going to be me'ila anymore, because once you do the Zrika, the Shtei HaLechem becomes mutter for Kohanim to eat, and therefore no longer subject to Me'ilah. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, we said that Echatos and Asham and Zivchei Shal Netzibur, as soon as you makdish them, they're subject to Me'ilah. When you shecht them, they can become ruined by Tevil Yom, L'chusar Kippurim, or by Lina. When you do the Zrika Sadam, you could become Chayiv Mishum Pigul Nosar V'Tameh, Chayiv Kares. There's no Me'ilah on the Basar, but there is a Me'ilah on the Emurim, until it's nasas mitzvaso by being brought out to the Beis HaDeshen. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that the Shtei HaLechem are subject to Mila when you're makdish them. When they crust, they are already holy enough to become possible with the Tevil Yom L'chusar Kippurim, and you're allowed to shecht the animals that go along with them. Once you do the Zrikas Hadam on those animals, so it's the bread is subject to Pikul Nosar and Tameh, and the bread is no longer subject to Me'ilah because now it becomes mutter to be eaten. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zion.